after 8, I say 8:10 in the morning. It's 8:10 morning game. Am I the only one
who's already thinking about the weekend?
I mean, I know it's only 8:10 on Monday morning, but I got weekend fever.
You're crazy.
I feel it too.
You too?
Oh.
Good weekend, Tyro.
I'll tell you, I can't get enough of the barbecues. It's beautiful. I love the barbecue.
Oh, yeah, that sweet, sticky sauce all over your fingers. And Candy, how about you?
Oh, I watched the Tony Awards last night.
The Tony Awards.
That for the homosexual.
I love Hugh Jackman.
Oh, I don't know if you can say that on the radio anymore.
Oh, Dave. You've done gone crazy.
We got a lot of stuff this morning lined up for you. News is coming up. Apparently, from what I understand, former President Reagan's health has taken a turn for the worse. We're going to talk about that a little bit. But I got to get serious here for just a second. Because everywhere I'm going these days, I never hear anybody talking about alien abduction. Alien abduction this, alien abduction that. We went out Saturday night. The little lady and I went out Saturday night. And these people started talking about alien abduction and I was taken away by Martians. And I thought, you know, this is amazing because Monday morning, we got a guy on the show. And his name is Jeremy Vaney. And Jeremy Vaney has written a book called I Know Why the Aliens Don't Land. And this is amazing because people are obsessed with this these days.
But, Dave, I wouldn't mind if the aliens were cute.
That's all you think about it.
They ain't cute. They got the tentacle. They got the alien part.
Well, I tell you, one guy who knows what kind of parts they have. And that's Jeremy made it. Jeremy Vaney. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning. How you doing?
Pretty good, Jeremy. Now, Jeremy, if I understand this correctly,
yeah,
you claim that you have actually been abducted. And by abducted, I mean you have been taken away. You have been swept away by actual aliens.
Swept off my feet by actual, that's right.
Okay.
But always returned, so that's the good news.
Right. See, I would love to be swept off my feet.
Is it a scary alien way?
Well, she's got one thing on her mind all the time, and that's all I'm saying. So, Jimmy, let's talk a little bit about this. First of all, when did this happen?
Well, it's been happening all throughout my life.
8:13.
Since I was crib age, you know, around 2, 3, somewhere in there.
Crib.
you said...
I first noticed it in high school. I mean, that's when I first consciously remember something like that happening. But then I went back and, you know, sort of interviewed the family and saw a pattern of stuff happening.
Explain exactly.
Which I know sounds goofy. I know it all sounds like absolutely ridiculous.
No, it doesn't sound goofy.
I am fascinated by this. This is one of those things. I'm a weird guy. Can I just say that? I'm a weird guy.
you a troublemaker.
I know, but I'm really tired. I'm the kind of guy who gets fascinated by this kind of stuff. I'm the kind of guy who wants to know more. I'm inquisitive, is what I am, really.
Okay.
So, the first time you were abducted, and I'm to understand this has happened before a couple of times. Explain exactly what happened. Take us through the actual abduction.
Walk you through.
Walk us through.
Like, for instance, in high school, the thing that... Well, actually, I should tell you that the thing that triggered this, or I know it's not just some sort of sleep disorder or something, you know, some sort of hallucination, is when we were... It was my mother, my sister, and I were traveling to Vermont from Massachusetts.
What's wrong? Was your dad not around?
No, parents are divorced.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Anyway, we were traveling to see our grandparents, and we saw, you know, at some point off in the distance, a UFO. And it wasn't just a light in the sky. It was an oval green, you know, had porthole windows. The top half spun one way. The other half spun the other. And it was just sort of hovering there in the sky between a couple of mountain peaks.
Gadzooks!
Gadzooks, indeed. I mean, it looked like, you know, some sort of toy or something. It didn't look real at all.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you can explain to me what that is...
8:14.
I'm all ears.
I just don't understand.
What don't you understand?
Any of it.
Like,
how does it work?
Why would they do it?
Why so many of the aliens got the homosexual with the anal probe?
Yeah, you know, I don't know about that.
I don't
know what the deal is with that.
So, they land... And I want to get to that in just a second, Tyrone. I want to get to the anal probing in just a second. But, so they land, okay, And what do these guys look like? I mean, they look like...
They got googly eyes.
They have eyes?
They got googly eyes.
What do they look like?
No, he's right. They've got googly eyes. No.
Really?
They got the big eyes and the scary face.
Is it like E.T.?
Well, it's funny because I never really saw any features up until, you know, oddly enough, like just now, like in the last 3 years.
8:15.
And they really are like the, you know, stereotypical thing that you see on TV. You know, they're short and gray and they have large eyes and sort of diminutive features.
Do they look like Mork?
What's that?
Do they wear suspenders? I think is what she's asking.
No, but you know what? They do wear tunics. Interestingly enough.
The aliens wear tunics?
That's right.
You have got to be kidding. Tell me, this is aliens from 1967?
Now, listen. Are they like the elf? Did they eat the cat? Are they like the elf?
Not exactly, no.
That's a very valid question, though.
How'd they think of the elf, then?
I think they thought the first season was funny.
I tell you what, we have, this is interesting, because as soon as we had mentioned it, we've been talking about it all weekend that we're going to have, we're talking to Jeremy Vaney. He's written a book, I Know Why the Aliens Don't Land. He's a guy who's actually been abducted by aliens. And we have been talking about it throughout the weekend, and our producer was able to find a local cat here in the Atlanta area.
A cat?
Who actually claims to have also been abducted. In a similar vein to you, and Joey, are you on the line? Joey.
Hello?
Hey, Joey, how are you?
Hi, Dave.
8:17, 8:18. Joey.
Wrong.
What?
Hey.
Hi, Danny.
Hey, Joey.
Hi.
Hey, Joey.
Joey.
How you doing, Joey?
I'm good.
You got the abduction?
I was abducted, and it was scary, and it was very, very, very dark. It was very dark, and it was very small.
The alien was small or the craft was small?
The place that I was in was very small.
Uh-huh. Did they handle you in any kind of way?
They touched me.
They did touch you? You have physical contact. Jeremy, what do they feel like? Are they slimy? Are they rough-skinned, like kind of a lizard or a reptilian?
Are they cute?
I have no idea what they feel like.
They touched me.
Great.
And not nice in my nice place.
You know what's funny is that there are really a couple of options, which is that you know, people who make these claims are mentally ill in some way or have actually gone through some sort of trauma.
Jeremy, let me tell you a little story. 19. I was one time. I thought I'd seen a UFO. This is not kidding. We're taking
really
a cross country drive. I thought I saw a UFO. The wife and kids. We were driving out through the country. And we saw something that was flying through the air. I could not identify it.
Right.
Has that ever happened to you? You can't identify something.
I've been in the bed, and then a big light just shining, and I look up, where's the light? And then it's light, and it lights up the whole room. Where's the light? And I no idea.
Well, we were driving and saw something that we could not identify, and it lands, and it turns out, as luck would have it, it was a boomerang. The whole time thought it was a UFO. It was a boomerang.
Mine was
a good idea. 8:19. Well, Jeremy, what do you conclude as far as do you believe aliens are here to harm us, or do you think they're curious, or are they going to improve life as we know it here on Earth?
I don't know that it has to be any of those. I you know, ultimately, I don't know what the plan is. My feeling is that we're sort of at a precipice in evolution, and we're either going to make it or we're not. And if we don't, then there is something here to replace us.
Do you remember the movie Short Circuit with Ali Sheedy? Are they like the Short Circuit?
Yeah, great movie.
Are they like the Short Circuit, though? Are they the robot, or are they slimy?
Not exactly, no.
Jeremy, okay. Do you have a girlfriend?
Surprisingly, no.
Jeremy needs a girlfriend, Dave.
I had a girlfriend up until recently.
Uh-huh.
Oh, then she broke your heart.
Well, I broke her heart.
You a player.
Unfortunately.
You are a heartbreaker, I can tell. Well, the book, again, is I Know Why the Aliens Don't Land. Jeremy Vaney is the author. It's on sale in bookstores now. I can tell you, it's a quick read. It's a good read. It's the kind of thing that, you know what? It's the kind of thing that makes you think. And I don't know if you're anything like me. I'm the kind of guy I like to think. I'm the kind of guy who I like to put the old noodle to use once in a while.
Oh, Dave.
That's what I like to do. I know a lot of guys that like to get
not
involved.
Not me. You give me a couple 40, I like to relax the brain.
I don't like to think at all.
I just like putting the old noodle to use. Anyway, Jeremy, thank you very much. 821. Thank you very much for joining us this morning on the Dave St. Dave Morning Gang. I wish you all the best of luck, my friend. And, hey, stay safe, will you? Because with you, you never know what's going to happen. Crazy kind of lifestyle you leave with the aliens and the
and good
whatnot.
Luck. Hopefully you will not be alone for that long.
Thank you very much. Can I plug my website real quick?
Of course.
Okay, it's valiens.com. That's aliens with a V. And you can order it through there as well. It's a pretty cool site. Check it out.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. It's the Dave St. Dave Morning Gang. We're going to wake you up. It's the Dave St. Dave Morning Gang. Put a little sunshine in your cup. With traffic and news and wacky interviews, they're going to make you smile.